today. And if you are wanting to join the conversation, simply go to timetofreeamerica.com. My phone number is right there. You can send in a text. We'll be happy to give you a call. We'd love to hear from you on today's broadcast. That number is 918-851-0102. And if you want to join General Flynn and I on the final Reawaken America tour, if you want to join Eric Trump, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Team America at the final Reawaken America tour, you can request those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Our final event is October 18th and 19th in beautiful Selma, North Carolina, October 18th and 19th. I encourage everybody out there, request those tickets today right now at timetofreeamerica.com. And I believe we have another caller that just called in here. And caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Clay. I'm AJ. I'm in Illinois. I kind of want to keep it general only because of the reason I'm calling.
Sure.
God bless you, Vols. You're awesome.
Well, let's do this then. Why don't you tell me what your hot take is, and then I'll make sure I do not divulge your information.
Yeah, my hot take is exactly what the guy before me said. You guys are right over the target, as they say. I've been listening. You, and this isn't new for you. You've been on this stuff for a long time. I've been listening to you on the side when I have time at your InfoWars. And you predicted this stuff well over, what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's been unfortunately about 4 years now. It's just sort of a thing where, you know, you try to wake people up. I know Alex has been doing it for, I think, 28 years. And so our thoughts and prayers are with Alex. Thank you for calling in. And I promise I will not give out your Social Security number. Thank you so much. For anybody out there, folks, again, if you have a hot take, feel free to give us a call. Just send us a text to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. We'd love to have you on the conversation and to join the conversation. Sign number 28, Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 through 2. We talked about it briefly, but Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 through 2, it discusses rebuilding the third temple. And this is what Yuval Noah Harari wants to do. Yuval Noah Harari, he wants to rebuild the temple, and he wants to change the times and the laws. Sign number 29, folks, Luke chapter 21, verse 20 through 24. The Bible prophesied, Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem would be completely surrounded by armies. And are you not seeing this? I mean, folks, are you not seeing this? We have what? The BRICS nations are pretty much entirely teaming up financially and militarily. You have Turkey now saying they're willing to invade Israel if needed. You've got Russia making aggressive statements against Israel. You've got Syria making statements against Israel. You've got, pretty much what most countries are making strong statements against Israel right now. And I just encourage everybody to know the Bible prophesied that these things would happen. Sign number 30, Numbers chapter 19, verse 1 through 22. Numbers chapter 19, verse 1 through 22. Did you know that the Bible talked about the third temple would have to be rebuilt before the return of Christ? And in order to rebuild the third temple, they need to sacrifice the red heifers. Well, for a long time, we haven't had red heifers, but now we've got red heifers, and they are ready to go. They are ready to be sacrificed. Folks, watch this clip. This is mind-blowing. We are living through the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution, or the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws.
You've all know Harari wants to change the times and the laws, folks. Let's continue. Watch this. Here we go.
On September 16th, 2022, five perfectly red heifers were sent from the state of Texas to the land of Israel. These red heifers bring us one step closer to a temple purification.
Well, okay, so someone says, well, where can I see all this information? All you have to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, the ultimate Bible study. And once you go there, just scroll on down at timetofreeamerica.com to 119 biblical signs of the times. That's the button right there. You'll look for a button that looks like the book of Genesis. Click it. Boom. There you can find all the facts. And again, my name is Clay Clark, filling in for Owen Schroyer. Come join us on the Reawaken America tour. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And I'll be right back right after the break.
The you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Troyer, and today we're talking about 119 biblical prophetic events that the Bible prophesied that would happen before the return of Christ. And I do believe that those events are taking place right now. And I encourage you to go to timetofreeamerica.com, click on the button that says Understand the Truth about the Biblical Timeline, and follow along with us. It is incredibly important that everybody out there reads the Word of God and that you know the Word of God yourself so you will not be deceived. And we have a caller calling in right now. If you want to join the conversation, simply go to timetofreeamerica.com, and there you're going to see my phone number. You can text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, and you can join the conversation. Caller, what's your name, man, and where are you from?
Andrew. I'm from Arkansas.
Okay, God's country. So, sir, what is your hot take?
Here's my hot take, Clay. So I'm a person who never believed in any of this stuff. And the past 4 years have really forced the lion to awaken. And I know I'm not the only one to see these events unfolding and in such a biblical way. And these people, like Yuval Noah Harari, who are trying to ascend to divinity through the use of technology and the subjugation of others, these false prophets have no idea what they're doing. We came from dust, and to dust we will return. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a hot take, sir. Thank you so much. I really do value your feedback. And again, stay tuned. Again, that's, I love it when people call in. I love to hear from you guys, folks. It really, you're not alone. If you're watching this show and you feel alone, you feel like, man, your family doesn't understand what's going on. You feel like, you know, you're waking up, but nobody else is. I want to hear from you today. I want to hear from you. Folks, did you know that in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that the Bible said that once you hear of calls for peace and safety, that's when you've got to get ready for the end to come suddenly. So I want to talk about this for a second, because this is, again, mind-blowing information here, folks. Watch this. Here we go.
Are you on the U.S. or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively...
Okay, first off, what's going on with Emmanuel Macron's wife? What is that? I don't even know what that is. Now you got Yuval Noah Harari hanging out with Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, Yuval Noah Harari is hanging out with Emmanuel Macron, and Emmanuel Macron, he appears like he's calling for a one-world government. Watch this.
Are you on the U.S. or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake, even for both the U.S. and China. We need a single global order.
Look at his entire name and then look at the media.
He's calling for a single world order. You heard him say it, folks. This guy, Emmanuel Macron, is calling for a single world order. Watch this.
These words, we have Emmanuel, God with us, Gene, gift from God, Michael, who is like God, Frederick, peaceful ruler, and Macron, a written or printed mark.
His name is God with us, gift from God, who is like God, peaceful ruler, a written or printed mark. Emmanuel Macron means, folks, God with us and a written or printed mark. That's his name, folks. That is his name. What? And who is calling for peace and safety? Emmanuel Macron. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you, we're seeing the fulfillment of the prophetic aspects of the Bible. We are seeing it. We're living through it. Everybody needs to know. Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. All right. The Bible tells us that there'll be a time where this Antichrist character will be able to do great wonders and make even fire come down from heaven. And someone says, really? Did it say that? Okay, so let's talk about the fires that took place in Hawaii. Let's talk about those fires for a second. Who saw the fires that took place in Hawaii? Who saw the fires? Who saw? I saw the fires. Did you see the fires? I think we all saw the fires. Now, when we saw the fires, what caused those fires? If you watch the Reese report, maybe you don't watch the Reese report. Maybe you should watch the Reese report. But you're going to see there were satellites, that NORAD satellites that showed images of what appears to be CCP satellites flying over Hawaii at the exact time that the fire started.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching.
Now, let me reset that real quick, because, you know, I'm finding the clips, folks. I'm producing the show. I'm emceeing, doing a lot going on here. I want to be very clear. I mean, do you understand that we understand that there are now 30,000 low orbit satellites that are hovering above us, and these satellites have the ability to emit shoot out direct energy weapons? Do we know that? Do we all know? I think we know that, but I want to make sure we really know that, okay? Because this Antichrist character, he could call down fire from heaven now. It's technologically possible.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching the Maui fires and has compiled evidence that the technology exists to have started these fires from a satellite in Earth orbit. He has also confirmed that the CCP had satellites capable of doing so above Maui at the time of the fires. His work has been published on his website, stevefavis.com, and includes everything you need to recreate these findings. The most efficient way to ignite a fire on the surface from a satellite in Earth orbit would be to paint the target in segments by pulsing the laser with an advanced targeting system. To see if this were possible, Favis calculated what it would require to create a meter-wide, mile-long fire. Fired from a satellite, the Earth's atmosphere will absorb and scatter some of the laser energy. And so the laser would need to be in a wavelength range that minimizes this. The most effective wavelength would be in the near-infrared range, which would allow better transmission through the atmosphere. The near-infrared range would be invisible to the naked eye and would also have a minimal reaction with objects colored blue on the Earth's surface. The power of the laser would need to be in the hundreds of kilowatts range. And so Favis based his calculations on a 10-megawatt laser firing from Earth orbit. Assuming that the atmospheric loss amounts to 50% of the overall power and only 5 megawatts reaches the surface as a 1 square meter beam, it would ignite a fire almost instantly. If this 5-megawatt beam was pulsed across a 1 meter by 1 mile long area in segments, then the time to ignite the entire area would be roughly 2.7 minutes, and it would only take approximately 8.8 seconds to melt an aluminum alloy wheel. The amount of energy required to pulse a 10-megawatt laser for 2.7 minutes would require approximately 3,220 capacitors, which would amount to about 32,200 kilograms in weight. Using MetLab software and plugging in public data provided from NORAD, he found that satellites launched and monitored by the CCP were directly above the Maui fires at the time of ignition.
Okay, so again, folks, I mean, it is entirely possible now for an Antichrist character to rain down fire from heaven. Did you know, folks, that Elon Musk, he tweeted this out on September 26th of 2023. He said, freaking satellites with lasers. Our next generation Starlink optical space lasers were launched to orbit on Monday. Folks, it is entirely possible to fulfill now this particular part of Revelation. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Again, this is sign number 33. Did you know that the Bible prophesied that when the Euphrates River dried up, that's when we would start to see the false prophets show up, China would team up, the nations would gather against Israel, things would start to blow up? What? Yes, all of these things were prophesied. And guess what happened when the Euphrates River dried up? we started hearing about artifacts related to Gilgamesh being discovered. Well, who built the Tower of Babel? Somebody by the name of Nimrod. And Nimrod tried to build the Tower of Babel, but then God confounded Nimrod's language, right? God confounded the language of the people, and he made the people babble. Remember, people were trying to build a tower to heaven, and that tower, it's called the Tower of Babel. God did not want that to happen, so he confounded the people. He changed their languages, and they began babbling, right? Tower of Babel. And so when Gilgamesh escaped, right, during the flood, the great flood, Gilgamesh went out to where the Euphrates River is, where he was buried. Gilgamesh, this is so important to know. Nimrod changed his name to Gilgamesh. Yes, Nimrod changed his name to Gilgamesh. And guess what project Yuval Noah Harari was working on when Barack Obama found him? The Gilgamesh Project. And the Gilgamesh Project is a project to do what? It's a project to offer humans eternal life and to merge humans with animals. Folks, listen to this. This is Yuval Noah Harari, a man working on the Gilgamesh Project, a.k.a. the Nimrod Project.
You have the Epic of Gilgamesh from thousands of years ago about the great hero Gilgamesh who goes to on a search for how to overcome death. And you have, you know, the basic mythology, for instance, of Christianity that tells you the solution to death is Christ. You believe in Christ and Christ will overcome death for you. And now you have the scientific establishment and more private corporations saying, no, death is not a metaphysical problem. It's a technical problem in the sense that people don't die because God said so. People always die because of a technical problem in their body, like the heart stops pumping blood and you die. And every technical solution has a technical, every technical problem has in principle a technical solution. We can give you a medicine. We can give an electric shock to the heart. We can replace the heart and give you a new heart we took from somebody else. We can even maybe in the future create an artificial bionic heart and replace your organic heart. They are finding billions of believers already today. I mean, the basic belief of this new religion is that algorithms know better than humans.
He's creating his own new religion, folks. You've all know a Harari.
And in more and more fields, if you collect enough data and you have enough computing power, you can build algorithms that can decide for us on things like what to eat, where to drive, what to study, whom to marry, where to work, and all kinds of things like that. And it's succeeding. But when you look at the big picture, what you see is a shift in authority from humans, from human feelings, from human intuition, to the calculations of big data algorithms.
This, perhaps, is going to be the biggest question in 21st century economics and politics. What to do with billions of useless humans?
This is Yuval Noah Harari, folks. I'm telling you, this guy, when the Euphrates River dried up, the Gilgamesh artifact showed up. Guess who else showed up? A man who I would submit to you looks a lot like, sounds a lot like the false prophet. Why do the Freemasons use the letter G with their logo? Why do the Freemasons use the letter G with their logo? Well, again, Nimrod tried to build the Tower of Babel. God confounded the languages, and Nimrod changed his name to Gilgamesh, and he was buried underneath the Euphrates River. And when the Euphrates River dried up, guess who showed up? The false prophet, just like the Bible said it would. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Sign number 34, Mark 13, Luke 21, Matthew chapter 24. Are we not seeing right now the prophecies related to wars and rumors of wars and famines and pestilences and neighbor rising against neighbor? Yes, we are seeing those prophecies come to pass. Revelation chapter 17, verses 13. This is wild stuff. Did you know that Peter Thiel, now I'm probably stepping on some toes. Do you know that Peter Thiel he's saying that he believes that ultra-Christianity causes the woke mind virus? And that Elon Musk has vowed to stop the woke mind virus. So what, Peter Thiel, who's the one funding Elon Musk's Neuralink? Peter Thiel. And Peter Thiel says, what causes the woke mind virus? Christianity. And Elon Musk vowed to do what? He vowed to stop the woke mind virus. Watch this, folks.
Christianity, the main religion of the Western world, it always takes the side of the victim. And there's something where it is like some kind of deformation or intensification. And maybe you should think of wokeness as ultra-Christianity or hyper-Christianity. It's just like an extreme intensification. And you know, it's maybe there's no forgiveness. And so it's sort of, it's you still have original sin and you have all these bad things that happened in the past. The past is terrible and you can never overcome it. But there surely is a religious interpretation that this is sort of, you know, what happened is, as let's say the church lost a certain amount of authority, but people didn't become, you know, rationalist atheist people. They went into the sort of woke religion, which, you know, has to be which I would interpret as you know, a certain, you know, extreme form of Christianity.
To prepare for this kind of world, which is coming sooner, I think, than many people realize, we need an antivirus for the brain.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
The long-term goal, which sounds a little esoteric, is to mitigate the risk of the civilizational risk of AI by having a sort of closer symbiosis between human intelligence and digital intelligence.
What of AI? We need to merge artificial intelligence and human intelligence. Let's go ahead and take this next call here. Caller, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ahmed, a.k.a. Young Pharaoh, a.k.a. I am Mr. 7-Eleven. I'm calling all the way from the New World Order stronghold, a.k.a. New York City. The lovely
Glenn. You're a rapper too, right?
I rap sometimes. Falafel raps. I give you bars, stars, whatever you need. I'm in charge.
Oh, incredible. So let me ask you, sir, what is your hot take?
My hot take right now is that we're being overtaken and overrun by bad Masonic people. There was good Masonic people back in the day. Now that we're being overhauled by Theosophical Society, Helena Blavatsky, people that practice witchcraft instead of positive manifestation, and such as Mr. Eric Adams, he went to Israel, and I'm not tying the two, but he went to Israel in August of 2023, and then he was initiated in Prince Hall in New York City. If Prince Hall, you people don't know what Prince Hall is, it's basically, it's a Masonic initiation hall where they initiate people and that want to join Masonry Brotherhood, but it's just for the Black Masons, African American, and they're known as AKA Vipers. So this guy was initiated as a Grandmaster Mason a month later after visiting Israel, and I just feel like the public doesn't know about a lot of things.
Now, real quick, I've never been invited to join the Black Freemasons. I don't quite understand why. What kind of speakable things do they do at their initiation ceremonies there? Are they just saying, hey, you know, sign here, welcome to the gym, you get a gym membership, or hey, let me get your thumbprint, or what kind of good things are they doing there, constructive things are they doing as they initiate these people?
Well, I feel like they turn you against the faith and you're honestly the word of God, because in all the holy books, they talk about light. They might talk about, you know, illumination, but they never talk about Masonics, like Masonic sign symbolism. They don't pressure people at one point with a lot of influence and power that they have to join. Everything is about, basically, with the Masonic Brotherhood is about free choice as a man, making man better.
Got it.
There's an unfortunate truth behind there. Masonic is not mentioned in the Bible. It's not mentioned in the Quran, and it's not mentioned in the Tabla, but it might be mentioned in Catholicism.
Well, I appreciate you dropping knowledge bombs. I'm so sorry I have to go, but thank you so much for that. I really do appreciate you.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. All right, if you want to join the conversation, folks, if you have a hot take, you want to join the conversation, simply text my phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Let's continue with this clip.
You'll be able to do conceptual telepathy, like where you can communicate entire concepts uncompressed to someone else with a Neuralink or to the computer? Like, it won't be all that long before someone with a Neuralink device can communicate faster than someone who has a fully functional body. And the goal is to give people superpowers. You basically sit down and whatever whatever kind of upgrades or, you know, brain fixes are needed, that's reviewed by a medical expert. Obviously, we want to make sure that is reviewed correctly.
There we go. A medical expert is going to review your information and determine whether you qualify to have a Neuralink put in your head. Now, I want to be clear, the FDA has recently approved Neuralink, and Neuralink is now being used. It's supposed to be able to be used to stop obesity, to stop schizophrenia. And by the way, schizophrenia, if you can spell it, has to do with the humans that don't do well with reality. It's though you view the world differently than the world actually is. They call that schizophrenia. Well, you know, in a world where the government, where the government's official narrative is that men can get pregnant, right? And in a world where the government is now saying that it's okay to mutilate our children, you could see how many of us could be labeled as being a schizophrenic. And I am very, very concerned about the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 17, verse 13, as Elon Musk now has approval to put a chip in your head. And that technology is funded by Peter Thiel. And Peter Thiel has said that Christianity is the cause of the woke mind virus. And Elon Musk has vowed to destroy the mind virus. Did you know that Revelation chapter 17, verse 13 talks about people's brains all being connected together? Yes, people's brains all being connected together. And you know that Yuval Noah Harari is now saying that we're going to need an antivirus for the mind? Yes, he's saying we need an antivirus for the mind. Watch this, folks.
These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Prepare for this kind of world, which is coming sooner, I think, than many people realize. We need an antivirus for the brain.
So we have this very focused state where all of us would say, if we look at your brain data, if we talk to you, you say, like, I feel very focused. That focus can be on something really negative, though. So letting your thoughts go, you're not necessarily hyper-focused on something externally. But in that state, you're not distracted either. That's really an important time for you to be putting your ideas together. And that's key to mental health as well. So that creative time, that sort of letting your mind wander, we're finding.
This product's called the Neurosity Crown. The Neurosity Crown, it's being pushed by the woman who's produced three children with Elon Musk, a woman by the name of Grimes. Elon Musk is creating an invasive brain interface known as Neuralink, so a chip goes in your head. This is a non-invasive computer brain interface.
Really important. So focus is great. Staying focused on a task for short periods of time is great. It can be difficult for people. But the task itself and what's happening in that state is also really important to your mental well-being. And so being able to get out of the state. So if you're focused, but it's on something negative, getting some signal for that would be great to say, hey, this is negatively affecting your mood now. We need to get you out of this hyper-focused state here. You know, relax or focus on something else, I think.
For a long time, we've been able to collect and measure neural activity.
This is some wild stuff, folks. I'm telling you, we're living through the fulfillment of the Bible's prophetic words. 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical. I encourage you to join the conversation. Join the conversation today. Visit us at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, timetofreeamerica.com.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah!
Hey, we're back. My name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. Quick housekeeping notes here for you. First off, if you're watching today's show, I encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't hate yourself, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something to support Alex Jones and the InfoWars team. It's a September 12th, which is a controversial concept, but I think we should all buy our Christmas presents from InfoWarsStore.com, and we should do it before the end of today's show. So go there, InfoWarsStore.com. And to incentivize you to do that, to thank you for doing that, if you will text me a proof of your purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, you are entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. Also, we have just under 1,000 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour, which is coming up featuring Alina Haba, Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Roger Stone, Laura Trump, Mel Kay, so many great guests on InfoWars. Dr. Stella Emanuel, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Pastor Leon Benjamin. They're all going to be joining us there. Jim Brewer, Roseanne, it's going to be great. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. Again, you get those tickets right there. You can also text me for a little bit faster service. That number is 918-851-0102. And the final housekeeping note I had here for you is I do business conferences every 2 months. I've been doing those since 2005. And we have literally thousands of client success stories and testimonials right there at ThriveTimeShow.com. So if you have a business that is not doing well, or a business that needs kind of a checkup from the neck up, You need help optimizing your website, your print pieces, your accounting, your branding, your sales, your processes. Learn more about that at ThriveTimeShow.com. Our next conference is coming up here in December. And in the month of December, Tim Tebow, the legendary football player and a pro-Christian advocate, he'll be joining us there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's for our business conference, our Thrive Time Show business conference. I do typically 4 to 6 of those events every single year. I've been doing those since 2005. And you can join us for that two-day interactive business workshop by going to ThriveTimeShow.com. And now we're going to go ahead and take another caller here as we're talking about 119 prophetic events that the Bible said would happen here. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Ben from Florida, brother.
Ben from Florida. Ben from Florida, what's your hot take?
Well, first of all, I'm tired of being gay, first and foremost. Well, listen, I love everything you guys are doing. Between you, Alex, everybody that you bring to your shows, it's the dream team. Okay, I'm sure Michael Jordan's proud right now. So as long as you guys, with the support of all the Americans, keep doing what you're doing, I think we actually might have a shot, brother. I really do.
Well, I tell you what, brother, I want to win the election. It's a 24/7 operation. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, literally, our team, you know, we're getting here every morning at 4 a.m., 3 a.m. We're grinding till 6 o'clock every single night, minimum. Some nights, you know, we're grinding till 8 o'clock every night. I encourage everybody, yourself included, come join us for the final Reawakened tour. You can name your price, so it's kind of financial suicide, but you can pay whatever price you want. Have you been to a Reawakened tour yet, sir?
I've been at Doral.
Oh.
I couldn't make it the second time because it was wifey's birthday.
Yeah.
So your boy Jimmy's trying to get me on this next one. I'll probably just be able to make it for Saturday, but kiss me in Brazil.
Yes! You got to get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, you can name your price. Since I've got you, you came to Doral. Did you have a good time there?
I loved it. I was there with my brother, my parents. I was the only one that bought the VIP ticket, so I get up close. I became best friends with Roger Stone, introduced my mother. They both had cancer. It was really funny, actually. So I am super excited, and you guys give me hope, man. Everybody listening should have hope. And the one thing I want to say is let's not be scared of these people. Let's remember who they are. They're weak men and women. We are the strong ones. Remember that.
Amen to that, brother. Thank you so much for your time, for your energy, for your support. And again, folks, if you want to join the program today, just text in the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. We're going through 119 prophetic events that the Bible said would happen before the return of Christ. Let's keep going. Sign number 38, not so great. Sign number 30, maybe it's great. I don't know. Revelation chapter 17, verse 11 through 14. It talked about the world being broken up into 10 economic regions. Well, Klaus Schwab has this thing called the Club of Rome report, and I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but it called for breaking the earth into 10 economic regions. Folks, listen to this. Here we go.
I just would like to highlight what you said about the European Chips Act, because it's an important step to create the physical brain for digitalization and to have it located to a certain extent in Europe. I also, your reference to the Club of Rome report, the forum at that time launched actually the Club of Rome report.
The 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him.
Folks,
and
the word corona means crown, and the word crown means corona. What? Yes. So you mean the coronavirus may have been the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 6? I would submit to you that it was. People out there sometimes don't like when I am definitive in my answers, but I would submit to you that it was. Sign number 39, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible told us that as you get closer to the end, you're going to have people that are actually submitting to doctrines of devils. There's a lot of pastors out there pushing the shot. Go get the shot. Get the RNA modifying nanotechnology shot. Lockdowns, quarantines, curfews. This clip is very disturbing. Let me see if I can find the shorter version here. But I mean, I think people need to know that this is something the Bible said that would happen. I mean, you got T.D. Jakes, you've got Andy Stanley, you've got so many big time ministries. Pushing this narrative of lockdowns, quarantines, curfews. I believe it's very disturbing, and I think maybe everybody out there should listen to this because the Bible prophesied that these things would happen. Here we go.
Another big announcement, this time out of Georgia. One of the largest megachurches in the country, North Point Ministries, has just said that it is suspending all in-person worship for the rest of the year. This is a church with seven locations in and around Atlanta, ministering to more than 30,000 people every Sunday. Joining me right now is the pastor of North Point Church, Pastor Andy Stanley. Pastor, thank you for being here. It does not go unnoticed when a pastor of with your reach says that he can't keep his congregation safe. What are you seeing that led you to this decision?
Anna, you understand this. Your viewers understand this. We have to go to the grocery store. We have to go to the drugstore. We have to go to work. We don't have to go to church. So we have chosen to bring church to the people in our community.
I mean, listen to the blasphemous soft selling of lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, the violation of Hebrews 10:25, which tells us to not forsake the gathering even as we draw closer to the end. And they hide behind the title of pastor, and somehow people listen to them. But the Bible told us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, this sort of jackassery would happen. And I would encourage everybody out there to understand, I believe that this is happening now. And you're listening right now. Some people out there, God bless you. You've got a pastor, and for some reason, you go there every week. You listen to this pastor, and I don't know why you do it. You don't know why you do it. You do it because you've always done it. And this pastor is leading you and your family astray. And I'm telling you, you got to read the irrefutable word of God known as the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4 tells us, I charge thee therefore before God and Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But thou, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Folks, I encourage you. Be a doer. Don't just be a hearer. Find a way right now to support this wonderful program, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there right now. You got to get those Christmas gifts. Folks, you're going to run out of time. Tomorrow's September 13th. Get those Christmas presents right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Text me proof of purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, and you have a chance to win a backstage pass for the final Reawaken America Tour. Join us North Carolina, October 18th and 19th. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious bloodiest time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack. But we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible. And it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As a housekeeping note, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. That's Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer to my right with Sheridan.Church. On today's show, we're going through 119 biblical prophetic events that the Bible said that would happen that are happening now. And so housekeeping notes, I've got four housekeeping notes everybody needs to know right now, folks. You should write this down. If you have a piece of paper, write it down. If you're driving your car right now while navigating down a gravel road on a skateboard, taking notes with a ketchup packet, still write this down somehow, folks. So one is come join us for the final Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th, October 18th and 19th, 2 weeks before the election, the final Reawaken America Tour event, the amazing money-losing machine, the truth-telling machine, the anti-Marxism machine, the Reawaken America Tour featuring Alina Haba, Peter Navarro, Roger Stone, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Mel Kay, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Roseanne, Jim Brewer, Cash Patel, and I mean, we've had Owen Schroyer on the broadcast. We've had him attend the actual Reawaken America Tour. Alex Jones has participated. I encourage everybody out there, get your tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. Second, I encourage you to support the InfoWars show by not going to yinharari.com and by not buying anything from him. That's a big thing. Do not buy anything from Yuval Noah Harari, but do buy something from InfoWarsStore.com. It's September 12th. We've got really just hours until... I believe it's socially acceptable to have purchased all your Christmas gifts. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy your Christmas gifts. So go ahead and get them now. Get the stocking stuffers, buy these products, buy the books, support InfoWars, get your Christmas gifts early. InfoWarsStore.com. Third, if you want to follow along and you want to follow along the actual teaching we're doing on today's show, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, scroll down, and you're going to find the button here that says Understand the Truth About the Biblical Timeline, 119 Biblical Signs of the Time. And then finally, fourth, if you want to join the conversation during the final segment here, you can just fire off a text message to 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. We have another caller here by the name of James. James, what's your name and where are you calling from?
James from New Jersey.
James from New Jersey, what is your hot take?
The vaccines are poison. Everything these people do to us, it's a lie. They're trying to poison us. They want to kill us. They want to steal our money. They want to take our jobs and give them to foreigners. We can't trust them. And like the last guy said, these people are weak, and we can never bow down to them. Alex Jones is a hero.
What are your thoughts about the RNA-modifying nanotechnology shots? I know you said they're poison, but tell us how you really feel.
They're changing our DNA. They're changing our DNA to make it non-human. They're changing our DNA to have our body produce spike proteins and make our body go to war with itself. They are poisoning our people. These people belong in jail.
What are your thoughts about Yuval Noah Harari and Elon Musk?
Yuval Noah Harari, he is possibly the gayest man in the whole entire planet. We can never trust him, what he's doing. Him and Elon Musk, they have the same agenda. They want globalism. They want self-driving cars. They want mRNA modifying technology in our bodies. They want brain chips in our brains to control our brains. They want to control our organs. We can never trust these people, Clay.
Wow. Thank you so much, James, for calling in. Again, that's James from New Jersey with a hot take. All right. So, Pastor,
what he really thinks.
That's what I'm saying. He held back. He held back. He didn't really tell us how he thought. Now, sign number 40, John 15:20 talks about, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they've persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my saying, they will keep yours also. I'm going to pull up your website. This is where I lose a lot of people. A lot of Christians that I know, I'm not attacking anybody listening to this show, but a lot of Christians buy into, believe in what's called the prosperity gospel. Yes. Or what's called the gospel for profit or the profitable gospel. What are your thoughts on this idea that we will actually, for sure, 100% certain, according to the Bible, be persecuted?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's actually a promise of Jesus, which we'd like to claim all the promises of Jesus.
I don't want that one.
But that is a promise from Jesus. Right. He also says, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You're gonna be persecuted. You're gonna suffer. And so, unfortunately, we don't have a very good theology of suffering. Hmm. And as a Christian in this world, you're going to suffer. And James tells us, though, count it all joy when you go through these things, because it's the testing of your faith which produces perseverance. And when perseverance does its work, guess what? You become mature, complete, lacking nothing. So, how do you become mature, complete, lacking nothing? It's through persecution and suffering.
You know, sign number 41, Pastor Jackson, I want to tap into your wisdom here. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through 38. You know, Daniel had this vision for this thing called the fourth kingdom.
Yep.
And man would try to mix the miry clay with iron. Yep. So man with machine.
Yep.
Klaus Schwab has this vision for the fourth industrial revolution. His vision is to merge man with machine.
Yeah.
I would submit to you that the fourth kingdom is the fourth industrial revolution. That's what I believe it is. And what I'm finding is a lot of people, a lot of Christians, wonderful folks, they don't know about the Trinity or the unholy Trinity.
Yeah.
So if you could teach us as a pastor of a church, what is the Trinity? What is the unholy Trinity? And again, the false prophet, how does that fit in? So what's the Trinity? What's the unholy Trinity?
The Bible is very clear. God is Trinity. God is relational at his core. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we understand that about who God is. And so here you have the devil who always wants to imitate,
right,
and try to duplicate or copy the things of God. And so the unholy Trinity in the book of Revelation is the dragon, who the book of Revelation tells us is the devil, is Satan, that serpent of old. Just in case you didn't know who the dragon was, we're going to give you three titles: the devil. Satan, and the serpent of old.
Got it.
So there's the dragon.
Yep.
And then there is the beast.
The beast.
The beast. 28 times in the book of Revelation, he's referred to as the beast. We call him the Antichrist. Then there is the false prophet who points everyone to worship the beast. And so that's the unholy Trinity at the end. In the end times, there's an unholy Trinity: the dragon, the beast, the false prophet.
Right.
And they will deceive the world into worshiping the beast, which is, that's where the mark of the beast comes into play. That's where all, so it's an, what is, God is to be worshiped because he is God.
So it seems to me as though the unholy trinity is emerging right now. It seems to be very clear that Yuval Noah Harari wants the position as the Antichrist prophet.
Oh, yeah. He's applied for the job.
There's many contenders for the Antichrist, but we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. People need to know this. Sign number 42, 2 Thessalonians chapter 22, says there'll be a great falling away before the return of Christ. I don't think most people know that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. I don't think most people know these things. I think that people want to know these things. It's not that people are you know, choosing to not know the Bible. I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you the story about a guy named me. You go to church every Sunday, and this is before I found you and your ministry and Pastor Phil Hotson Pillar and Jack Hibbs and other wonderful pastors. I would go to churches where there was good energy.
Yeah.
Music was great. Lights were great. Sound was great. Decor was great. Atmosphere was great. Youth group was great. And I would ask myself, I was looking for a church like you're shopping for, like a neighborhood to live in. Does it have a basketball court? Do they have a youth group? How often are they serving cotton candy?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they're serving it enough, but not too much. How big is the church camp? How many people go there? Do they have an upper deck? How big is the big screen? And then the pastor shows up with the skinny jeans, the fog machines. He's preaching things that I want to hear, but I'm never reading the Bible. I'm bringing my small font Bible to a big church, never reading the Bible, bringing my small font Bible to a big church where there's a lot of fog, never read the Bible. Now I read the Bible every day. I want to get your thoughts.
Well, here's the key. The Bible is life. It's the word of God. It's light. And unfortunately, biblical illiteracy in the United States of America among Christians is an all-time high. And you know who's responsible for that? Pastors. Whose job is it to train Christians in the word of God? Pastors. And so I made a decision several years ago that I was going to stop with the kind of topical, you know, oh, we're going to do a sermon series on marriage, or we're going to do a sermon series whatever. I decided to stop that and just to go verse by verse through the Bible, going from Genesis to Acts and so forth. And to my surprise, people like reading the Bible more than they like the topical sermons.
Brother, I tell you what, you do a great service. And during the final 1 minute we have here, I'm going to encourage everybody out there to take four calls to action, 90 miles an hour. Here we go. If you're looking for a church home in person, if you live in Tulsa, or online, if you're not in Tulsa, go to Sheridan.church, Sheridan.church. If you want to keep the InfoWars program on the air and you don't hate yourself and you're not a godless Marxist, communist, globalist, deep state actor, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something to support Alex Jones on his journey to save America. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Third, if you haven't joined us on the Reawaken America Tour, find a way to get there, folks. I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable, censor-free, high-octane Truth-a-Palooza featuring Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Alina Haba, and so many other truth-tellers. Get those tickets at TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com. And again, for a little bit faster service, call to action number four. Just text us at 918-851. That's 918-851-0102. You get those tickets a little bit faster if you text that number. We have just under 1,000 tickets. My name's Clay Clark. That's Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. We're filling in for Owen Troyer. Thank you for tuning in today, folks. Thank you for supporting InfoWars. And I want to remind you, InfoWars Nation, you smell terrific. And buy something today from InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.